Born in 1773, Young was the eldest of 10 children. He was reading fluently by the age of 2 and had read the entire Bible twice by 6. A master of more than a dozen languages, Young went on to make important contributions toward the deciphering of Egyptian hieroglyphics. A trained physician, he could indulge his myriad intellectual pursuits after a bequest from an uncle left him financially secure. His interest in the nature of light led Young to examine the similarities and differences between light and sound, and ultimately to one or two difficulties in the Newtonian system. Convinced that light was a wave, he devised an experiment that was to prove the beginning of the end for Newton's particle theory. Young shone monochromatic light onto a screen with a single slit. From this slit, a beam of light spread out to strike a second screen with two very narrow and parallel slits close together. Like a car's headlights, these two slits acted as new sources of light, or as Young wrote, as centers of divergence from whence the light diffracted in every direction. What Young found on another screen placed some distance behind the two slits was a central bright band surrounded on each side by a pattern of alternating dark and bright bands. To explain the appearance of these bright and dark fringes, Young used an analogy. Two stones are dropped simultaneously and close together into a still lake. Each stone produces waves that spread out across the lake. As they do so, the ripples originating from one stone encounter those from the other. At each point where two wave troughs or two wave crests meet, they coalesce to produce a new single trough or crest. This was constructive interference. But where a trough meets a crest or vice versa, they cancel each other out, leaving the water undisturbed at that point. Destructive interference. In Young's experiment, light waves originating from the two slits similarly interfere with each other before striking the screen. The bright fringes indicate constructive interference, while the dark fringes are a product of destructive interference. Young recognized that only if light is a wave phenomenon could these results be explained. Newton's particles would simply produce two bright images of the slits with nothing but darkness in between. An interference pattern of bright and dark fringes was simply impossible. When he first put forward the idea of interference and reported his early results in 1801, Young was viciously attacked in print for challenging Newton. He tried to defend himself by writing a pamphlet in which he let everyone know his feelings about Newton. "But much as I venerate the name of Newton, I am not therefore obliged to believe that he was infallible. I see, not with exultation, but with regret, that he was liable to err, and that his authority has, perhaps, sometimes even retarded the progress of science." Only a single copy was sold. This audiobook is continued on Disc 3.